Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, the Power Hour, thepowermall.com are our two websites. Don't forget the. Great broadcast, great guest, one of the best there is out there, Deborah Tavares. She's not for everybody. If you like learning the truth and what's going on in California, and maybe a different perspective, maybe she constantly pushes the envelope. But in pushing the envelope, tell me how she's been wrong. I would like to know. Love Deborah. So honored to have her on. She will be here. And we're going to do news before. And, of course, Uncle Kevin riding shotgun joining us today.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. We're going to have a video shortly about, at the, towards the end of the news, about this Kyle Rittenhouse. I don't know. Have you been following this at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for the video they put out, he should be let out of. I don't know if he's even in jail.
No, he's not in jail.
Oh.
But he's being charged. Yeah. We're talking about the 17-year-old kid who's self-defense in Kenosha, Wisconsin. His legal defense team's put together a little, they call it a little documentary, 11 minutes. I'm going to play a little bit of it. This is so over the top clear on this. And especially in light of the situation with Jake Gardner. You ask, who is Jake Gardner? He is the bar owner from Nebraska who a protester came and he defended himself and shot the protester. He got so many death threats, he left Nebraska for California for a while. In the meantime, the DA in Nebraska decided he's going to prosecute a veteran.
Yeah.
This veteran. Instead of going through all this, he committed suicide, unfortunately.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
We don't know. There's nothing that leads me to believe one way or another. But,
right.
But he's dead, supposedly. The news is saying he's dead. Was he suffering PTSD?
Could be.
Was he on edge? Was he a veteran? Was he, you know, all these things. I mean, these are questions. Why do these, you think, and again, you can think I'm wrong. You can, see, when I present an opinion, that creates a conflict point with you, the audience. Let me tell you something that is very clear to me. This is my opinion and my perspective. The quote unquote Justice Department in America is not about justice at all. It barely adjudicates justice, barely.
Mm-hmm.
And it continuously, habitually, every day of the week, systematically violates rights everywhere and is used as a political arm.
Correct.
I think that's pretty clear in my estimation.
I agree with you.
This Kyle, there is no way on God's green earth he should have been. We're going to talk about this video. Obviously, you can't see the video, but I'll go over some of the things. There is no way on God's green earth, he should have been convicted or charged with anything. Certainly not convicted. Charged with anything.
Shouldn't even be charged.
This is why George Soros has spent so much money getting these DAs so that you can control the adjudication of justice in America, especially in the cities.
Mm-hmm.
This is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stand these corrupt, lawyers,
they're
judges,
corrupt.
And DAs. It is completely corrupt.
Yep.
It is disgusting.
Yes.
Having said that, let's move on. We're going to do some news, and then we'll get back to that video. This is an important issue because the media takes these issues and these political flashpoints and then tries to use, oh, well, you can't carry a gun because look what this 17-year-old kid did.
Right. Twists everything. You have a right to defend yourself in this country.
Don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have a natural law. In the universe. In the universe, you have a natural divine law.
Yeah.
There's a divine right. You have a divine, natural, universal right to defend yourself.
That's exactly right.
Anyway, got an email from Mike. Here's something to think about this mask. I thought this was great. Genesis 2:7. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. What has Satan been doing all the while roaming the earth? What better way to accomplish his goal than make every living soul wear the sign of his religion and solely destroy the work of God, his creation? I thought, wow, this is very profound. The sign of his religion. What is the sign of Satan's religion? To stop the breath of life.
Yeah.
I mean, that was something interesting. My thought, he says, when you put on the mask, you conform to Satan's will. When confronted with I'm not quite sure what he's saying there. Anyway, when you're confronted, say, I do not subscribe to that religion. I love that. I don't subscribe. Do you need a master? I don't subscribe to that religion.
That's good. I like it.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
I do not subscribe to that religion. I like that. Instead of medical exemption or whatever. I do not subscribe to that religion.
Yeah, well, I'll change it too.
I like that. I'm going to say that at Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart doesn't pressure you.
They don't pressure
Well, no,
you
this
anymore.
Lady asked me something. She said, do you have a master?
That's exactly right, what they do. They say,
no, I don't subscribe to that religion.
Yeah, we'll change it a little bit. I don't even say nothing to her. I wave to her. And she waves back.
I'm saying this in a very polite way.
Yeah.
No, ma'am, I do not subscribe to that religion. I like that. You can also say it's your unalienable right to worship as you please. That's right.
That's true.
That's right. And it's protected by every constitution in this country, starting with the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Bingo, bongo, bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mike, for that email. CDC calls trick-or-treating a high-risk activity.
Man, now they're going to shut down another holiday.
Well, I hate Halloween, what it stands for and how it, you know, we've had former Satanists on the air talk about what the holiday means to them and what they do. It's creepy.
It is.
It's creepy.
It is.
I'll just say that. Is it fun to dress up
and
play? Is it fun to go out? Yes. It's awesome.
It's awesome.
I'm just saying the other side of it is creepy. Yeah. It's a high holy day for the Satanists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they don't just have everybody wearing a mask. You can trick or treat if every child wears a mask.
CDC said you had a double mask. Did you hear that?
Yeah. How many 10-year-olds are going to pass out? Walking up a hill to get to the one house that actually gives the big candy bars out.
Yep.
No medical justification for emergency measures. An open letter from hundreds of doctors, health pros, urges into lockdown. Zero hedge. Hundreds of doctors. This is going to end up being, it's in the thousands, health professionals.
Oh, yeah.
Have signed this. And
it's like our founders. You know, they're threatening to yank their license.
Oh, you mean the government is for saying this?
Yeah.
Yes. This is.
They're putting up their life,
their livelihood,
their fortune.
They're putting their livelihood on this.
Yeah, exactly. Very good for those guys.
This is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Because they keep censoring and they keep trying to put these doctors down talking about the hydroxy, and people keep putting it up. People keep pushing. Mm-hmm. People keep pushing. I love it. This is a great article. Open letter from medical doctors and health professionals to all authorities and all media. We, the doctors, health professionals, wish to express our serious concern about the evolution of situation in recent months. Blah, 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 blah. There is no medical justification for these measures. Now, at the same time, CDC has changed its guidelines.
Again. Yeah.
And now they say, well, you know, you don't need to wear a mask. May not do as much as we said it did with the, like, shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Will you just shut up?
Mm-hmm.
Just be like a NASCAR driver when you're on TV. Have who sponsors you? Like Pfizer, Merck,
mm-hmm.
Smith, GlaxoCline. Just have it right on your jersey there, your suit there.
Yeah.
Just have it sewn right in so we know who's
sponsoring you.
Who you're speaking for.
Yes.
Paris to ban gatherings of more than 10 people.
It seems like it's getting worse, not better, you know?
The virus is getting better. The controls are getting worse.
Yeah,
there's no medical justification.
No.
Now, Sherry Rogers, excellent interview yesterday with her about the stages of the virus. And well worth everybody listening to and be prepared and to kind of understand.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yep.
Okay. Having said that, if you just look at what is we're staring us in the face, there is no reason that we should be even talking about these restrictions. There's no scientific medical reason. None. None. Scotland, speaking of Paris, now let's move westward towards Scotland.
Exactly.
I guess they have their kilts on.
They do.
Before
you can get the bugs go up your kilt.
Well, whatever, you're not allowed to go kiss the Barney Stone.
No,
Barney
you Stone. Can't. Oh, man.
Scotland bans household visits under the new COVID rules. Scotland, let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen. Let it think about your life. Let it think about your neighbor coming over. You can't make cookies for your cousin to come over and sit and talk. Scotland bans household visits under new COVID rules. This is why I have been so adamant. This is why I've been screaming. You can look at Australia, now Paris, now Scotland. Do you think that they won't try this in America?
Of course they will.
Do you think that this is not, they're going to, you tell me why they haven't pulled pregnant women out of homes in the United States of America. There's two reasons. Two reasons. That's it. One, we're armed to the teeth, and they're going to pull the wrong pregnant woman out of a house, and Bubba is going to shoot everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. And I promise you that would happen. Justifiably so. Two, is there still this idea and concept of freedom in America to a greater extent than these other countries? We have a history of it. We have an inheritance of it. We have an expectation of
it. That's right. It runs in our blood.
And well, it's an expectation of our culture. It's a part of our culture.
Yeah.
That's why you see them trying to tear down and destroy all our culture. What are they really trying to tear down? That sentiment, that ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Back and forth with Chris Ann Hall yesterday. A standard or ideal? What's the difference?
Yep.
I am an idealistic. America is an idealistic country. It is founded on ideals that you don't find anywhere else in the world. It is a completely idealistic beginning to our country.
Absolutely.
Josh Hawley, my new favorite center.
We like him. Oh, my gosh.
He's my new favorite center.
Yeah, he's been doing really good.
Trump must, M-U-S-T, must nominate a pro-life justice who understands Roe versus Wade was wrongly decided. And out of Breitbart, story out of Breitbart.
Yep.
Basically, he's saying what we said yesterday. Trump needs to go to these nominees and say, I'd like to talk, just me and you in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to overturn Roe versus Wade or not? Well, sir, I don't want, next.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want any hesitation from you whatsoever. Go to the next. Are you going to overturn Roe versus Wade? Sir, I absolutely am. And I'm going to push it back to the states, and I'm going to stop people from having to pay for that. Government taxpayer dollars cannot go to fund something so inherently immoral to so many millions of people. You will? Bingo.
Yep.
Congratulations. You are going to be the next Supreme Court Justice.
You go to the front of the line.
That's right. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. You are the next Supreme Court Justice. And by the way, don't tell anybody you think that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Good. GOP-led committee releases interim report on Hunter Biden Burisma probe, coming out right at the great time.
Oh, yeah.
Hunter Biden is dirtier than your dog after a rainstorm, and you leave him outside for 8 hours.
I'm telling you, they're just scratching the surface with Hunter Biden.
Report says Obama administration, quote, ignored the glaring warning signs. which warning signs are that? Which ones? Was that when Biden threatened Ukraine
with
$7 billion?
Yeah.
He didn't get rid of the DA?
And I did a little bit of research on him. He only took about 70 flights on Air Force Two around the world.
Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter.
To go do business.
Go do business
China,
for himself.
With China.
For himself. You know, I think that's illegal.
A teen party. So like back to school party.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
In Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Teen party delayed a Massachusetts school reopening. Two parents have been charged for hosting it.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
What country is it? See, this is what I'm talking about. You want to know why I scream? Do you want to know why I yell, ladies and gentlemen? Because for the love of God, maybe it sparks something in the cosmos and the ether out there. Maybe that somebody will stop this craziness.
It's crazy. It's crazy. They don't have no right to do that.
This is amazing. See, we're not in Paris anymore. We're not in Australia. We're not in England.
That's right.
This is the good old U.S. of A.
Mm-hmm.
This is the United States of America. They had a back-to-school party.
That's right. What's wrong with that?
And by the way, just to be clear, not one positive test did they have for any of these students.
Right.
Not one. Not one.
Exactly. Not one.
Not one.
Mm-hmm.
But the school says, well,
we got to shut down the school.
We have to quarantine for 14 days before you go to school. And oh, that's one thing. Okay, that's one thing. And we're going to charge
your parents.
We're going to charge your parents for having this party.
Yeah, fine them.
We encourage residents to refrain from making any more volatile comments on social media regarding this incident, as we are holding those responsible for providing the venue accountable. The Sudbury police chief said. Notice it wasn't the sheriff.
Right.
You know, the difference between police and the sheriff.
Yep. One works for the corporation, one works for you.
well, it's directly accountable. They don't necessarily work for you, but they're directly accountable to you.
Right.
This police chief is not directly accountable to you, the people. The apparently, so because they did that, so in social media, who did the residents of this town attack? Did they attack the school board? No.
No.
No, we're going to attack the parents.
Yeah, we're going to
attack these parents. Bad parents, because now you stopped school from opening,
right.
Which is not true.
That's not true.
The school stopped the school from opening. There's not one positive test. Show me a positive test. Can even trust that.
What are the cops doing there? Shouldn't even be there in the first place.
I you want to know why I scream?
Because of crap like that.
Because of crap like this.
Yes.
And then I got responses about, I did get some very nice emails where people said, I love your passion. I love, keep that. I don't agree with everything you say. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't agree with everything my wife said. I don't expect you to.
Right.
But what you're going to get is my opinion.
Right.
This is independent media.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get Uncle Kevin and I's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you agree with all... I don't agree with everything my wife says, but maybe it'll make you think. Maybe you're giving me your opinion. It helps shape me. We're a community where we go back and forth and shape. I'm going to try. I know I'm going to do. I'm going to do where I present these things in a calmer way. But ultimately, especially with Sheriff Mack, by the way, that meeting is less than a week, or isn't exactly a week.
Yeah.
And he's gotten tons of great response, tons of donations from this show and a couple other shows. Still, he's a little short of money, but this is going to work, and there's going to be hundreds of people. A hundred sheriffs, I think, are coming to this meeting. 100 sheriffs across the nation.
You know, I did that little side job for our buddy.
Yeah.
I got a little money.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take $50 and send it to Sheriff Max.
Fantastic. CSPOA.org. He deserves it. He deserves it. You need
this
to support
him.
This
is what everybody can do. This is something you can do for your country, for yourself. Just donate. Make a huge, huge difference.
Kavanaugh emerges as liberal hope? ? U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh remains anathema to many liberals. The death of Justice Ginsburg means he also soon be the best hope to save abortion rights. Abortion rights.
Mm-hmm.
This is boom. Abortion rights. The right to abort.
Right to kill somebody.
If you have not been raped or have a serious medical situation.
Or incest.
Well, that's rape.
Yeah.
Or serious medical situation, don't come talking to me about right and killing a baby.
Yeah.
You want to see me scream? Because I will. I'll go off on you.
Yeah, I agree.
Now you can have your opinion, but don't talk to me about rights. That you got some right, some natural inherent right.
Nope.
I don't want to hear it.
Nope.
Tim Tebow teams with Trump administration to fight human trafficking. How you like that?
I love Tim Tebow.
Former star Heisman Trophy winner wants the world to remember those it too often forgets, children who are trafficked in the dark corners of society. On Monday, Tebow stood shoulder to shoulder with Attorney General Barr and White House advisor Ivanka Trump at a Georgia forum to denounce human trafficking and announce a new federal effort to combat it. That's appropriate. That's in Georgia, because that's where, was it Schaefer, the state senator?
Oh, boy, gosh.
The state senator, if you remember this, this was, God, it's probably been a decade now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Time
10, 15 years, I don't know.
Not 15.
It was a while.
Maybe 7 years. I don't know. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Schaefer, the state senator, she ended up dying. She supposedly murdered her husband and then killed herself, or her husband did, supposedly, allegedly.
Allegedly.
One of those two bullet to the head type things,
yep.
Commit suicide. Anyway, she blew the total lid off the CPS, and that there were bounties and that there were trafficking going on.
That's correct.
And she was screaming at the top of her lungs about this and what was going on.
Yes.
And then she ended up dead.
Yep.
God bless her, and my hat's off to her,
mm-hmm.
and a little bow to her,
yeah,
of appreciation.
Absolutely. She's right at the beginning of this.
House Democrats passed resolution condemning anti-Asian sentiment in reference to COVID. So it's anti-Asia sentiment. It's anti-Asian to say this is a Wuhan virus. This is a Chinese virus.
That's political correctness.
So if I said that this is a Chinese virus, but even assume that there be a story of it came from a bat market.
Yeah.
Well, that's in China, isn't it?
It is.
In the United States, we don't sell bats in the market, do we? We don't have them hanging down.
We don't have any bat guana around our house.
No.
No.
Okay. So, wouldn't it be reasonable to say that's a Chinese virus? Even going by their, even assuming their story is true.
Yeah.
Let's assume their story is all true.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
It's reasonable.
Okay. The stage has been set for the most chaotic election in U.S. history. Yeah, we know that. Big story. Pentagon planning full withdrawal from Afghanistan by May of next year.
Excellent.
Full withdrawal from Afghanistan. Why don't you do it now? Do it tomorrow.
And then when you withdraw, make sure you blow up all the poppy fields.
Burn them.
Blow them up. I saw that. Did you see the rocket hitting the poppy fields last month?
Mm-mm. No,
oh,
I didn't.
Man, two rockets. There's big old field, two big nasty rockets come down and just blow the fire out of that poppy field. That's Donald Trump.
What's his name? Pat Tillman.
Oh, that's a terrible story.
Pat Tillman was riding home to his family.
Pro football player.
Pro football player. He quit football to join after 9/11.
He's a patriotic.
And he said, I'm not doing anything. All I'm doing is guarding the poppy fields.
I'm going to blow the whistle. And somebody shot him, killed him.
There's a pandemic, but Southern California home prices are at record levels. Gold may hit record before year end. Yeah, you think? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Deborah Tavares on the other side. StopTheCrime.net. You are listening to The Power Hour.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So they receive with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat New Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. ThePowerMall.com, of course, is our great website. Your freedom, your independence, especially health-wise, is up to you. We have put together an amazing, really, I mean, second to none, a roster of products that actually work and have been proven over the years. We are exceptionally excited about it to offer to you. You know all about it. We thank you for your purchases, your donations, and the like. Buy from the good guys, ladies and gentlemen, at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Excuse me. Our next guest, I have such high respect for somebody who jumps into the middle of the fray, jumps on the barbed wire, so to speak. Her video of when she goes in front of city councils and she's warning them in the most direct ways possible, and the stunned look on these people's face and their jaws wide open, and then she basically drops the mic and walks off. It is inspiring to me. She has been proved correct over and over and over again, despite so many millions of people calling her all sorts of names in the face of it all. She is blowing the whistle. She is on the front line. She has stopped the crime.net. Deborah Tavares. Deborah, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, Daniel, thank you. I certainly would like to ask that everyone subscribe to StopTheCrime.net and to our YouTube video channel, and be sure to click the bell notification, because we are posting information rapidly now, because there is so much information that you need, because your survival will depend on what you do today. And I Wow. cannot underscore that, and I will say that one more time. Everyone listening, your survival will depend on what you do today and what you understand the plans to be. And we're going to be talking about an extraordinary plan in just a bit here, okay, Daniel, because I know you wanted to ask me some other questions.
Yes, this is a very foreboding beginning, but I think it's appropriate, as you always are. Let me start. We're getting a lot of emails and questions. They know you were coming on. We hear a lot on TV. We don't know what to separate facts from fiction at this point with fires in California. They're spreading. They're not just in California anymore. What is really going on with fires all across the West, or any of that? Give us an overview.
Well, of course, everyone at this point, I hope, understands that technologies are being used to foment all of these fires. We refer to that as directed energy weapons, a variety of weapon systems, not only just lasers and helicopter dropping various types of incendiary devices, but also people, boots on the ground, that are starting fires. And then we're overridden by looters as the homes are vacated, as people, of course, are forced to leave. And I will say right now, for all of you that are listening, this is a tough conversation for me right now, because we're still burning here in Northern California where I am. There are many fires still. We are anticipating, because of extreme heat events caused by technologies coming this weekend, that we're going to have more red flag fire warnings. Red flag fire warnings means low humidity, wind, severe heat and extremely dry conditions, and we have all of that. And I've spoken many times before about the documents that we have referred to, where the entire western United States will be in a mega drought, which the definition is for multiple years, many years, tens of years, that we will be in an electronically induced mega drought. So we're facing now red flag fire warnings here this weekend and power shutdowns. I'm going to underscore power shutdowns. They politely call it public safety power shutoffs, PSPS. And I can tell you right now, we know that the Gulf Coast area is flooding and there's severe storm surge. People are losing their homes. People are being confronted with life-threatening electronic attacks all over the world. And we know the storm surge is severe now. Again, storm surge is also a technology that is now used as well in the sea. Not only do they have technologies overhead, they have them and use them in the oceans as well. And there are many, many power outages everywhere now due to extreme and severe intentional weather events. We are under mass attack. Make absolutely no mistake.
Let me interject just so clear, so people are listening, maybe new listeners, maybe somebody hasn't heard you very much before. So when you see the mass fire spreading, if you've seen the map, there's one map where the fires are going all the way up to Oregon and Washington, and then they stop. They absolutely stop like a wall on the coast of Canada. For some reason, Canada can't burn or something. I don't know. Be clear for people listening. This is planned. These are intentionally started fires by technological means and just plain old arson. This is all intentional, or at least the majority of what we're seeing is intentional. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And in fact, I want to say that because directed energy weapons are being used, they do direct the energy. They're lasers, and they can target and burn specific areas. They can control the burn areas, too, by wind and weather events. We've seen that. So the weather controls the fires. Remember, they have had the ability to create rain. Remembering in Operation Popeye in Vietnam, the weather was able to be controlled and rain out and cause flooding on the Ho Chi Minh supply line. We also know in Cuba at the same time, they were creating a massive drought to hopefully starve out Castro and the tobacco plantations. They could cause it to rain and put these fires out. They are not. Everybody needs to understand, they are the controllers, whomever you want to believe them to be. I happen to look at the documents, and I see their names in the documents. And I hope that many of you do, too.
What are the
these
names?
These are people. Yes, when you go to and type in, Daniel, for everyone that can hear you discuss this if you'd like, I'd appreciate it. You could type in the name of a city or state followed by climate action plans. These are sustainable development plans. Now you will find climate emergency plans being enacted everywhere now. They're in the process now. What this means is everything that we see happening as a result of COVID. And I don't want to spend much time on this discussion because, quite frankly, I have a number of YouTubes up where I go into greater detail with that. The majority of today's discussion with everybody, and I do want to have the time to answer questions, but I want to say that right now, five of the six largest California wildfires in history have started within the last 6 weeks.
Wow.
And we have, as I said, a weekend of danger in the West as it escalates with a severe and intense heat dome. That's what they're calling it now, a heat dome, changing our vocabulary for their man-made weather weapon events. Now, people get confused. I've been asked about weather weapons and understanding that it is technologies being used to create weather events all over the world. So it's important when they tell you, well, the climate is changing. Yes, it is changing, but it is being artificially created. The change is all artificial. People need to understand that, because climate change is an agenda pitting us in every paper, newspaper, every print, every radio, everywhere we go, it's climate change, and that is a deadly agenda of massive control. This is the use of total oppression through technologies. And we're going to talk about this because I really need to underscore something that is deathly waiting as a trap in front of all of us right now. And so I want to explain a couple of things very quickly.
Allow me to go back before you go, because I want you to just be able to go on this. This is a very important subject that she's about to cover, ladies and gentlemen. Let me go back and just clarify and ask one question first. So people know, they can go to their Google, whatever, put in your city, Des Moines or whatever, put climate action plans, Des Moines, climate action plans, you know, Douglasville, whatever the city. And you can start to find this, and then climate emergency plans. And then you'll start to see the characters, the corporations and the influencers on this. This is what we're talking about. The question I have before you go forward, out of all these fires and all this directed energy weapons and all this pretty elaborate scheme that they got going on here, what is the ultimate goal?
Mass genocide and depopulation and forced migration and relocation, and now increases in homelessness and climate refugees, steering people into other areas where they really want colonized, into smart kill grids.
Now, so they basically want to depopulate. They want to, it's like Hunger Games. They want to shuttle
exactly
everybody off the open lands and put them in little controlled units, cities, whatever. It's,
Let me stop you right there. They're not going to move everybody. They're going to kill the majority of people. Not everyone will be moved. Will die.
That's very provocative. I mean, I don't know where you're going to go with what you're about to say, but obviously I want to ask you about that. So you go wherever you want to go. You got to explain that.
Right. Well, I first want to let everybody know that we face now complete and absolute and total oppression through technologies. And this is a system that we can now start to see that absolutely recognizes no limits on the authority of this system. And this system regulates and will regulate and is regulating every aspect of our private and public life without any regard for life itself, and that's absolutely necessary for everyone to understand. I'm going to throw this in right now. I won't go into it much, but it's important to understand what politics is really, because we're in a political season right now, and really that is no more than the entertainment division for our overlords, our controllers.
Hilarious.
That's exactly what it is. It has no standing. We're a corporation. We're not only USA Inc., but we're Earth Inc. Again, I go over that in many videos. I spend quite a bit of time on that. We are, in fact, the enemy. So as I discuss what you will hear me talk about, it will be easier to understand if you can mentally grasp that fact. It was a tough one for me. So for everyone that's listening, it did not come easy for me to understand how illegitimate, how counterfeit everything is.
So before we go forward, just on that thought right there, we are the corporate political structure that has been overlaid to our constitutional foundation in America, or really the world, Earth Inc., this corporate structure that has been overlaid over all of us. They see people, mankind, you and I, men and women, we are the enemy to this program and to this corporate structure. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. And I discuss this again, Daniel, in detail in other videos. But what I want to say right now is really important. I'm going to try to explain this, because what you're going to hear me then go into next is important that you understand this. It's important to understand how all of our presumed meetings are handled, staged in all of our cities, all meetings, all corporate agency meetings. We're talking about health agency meetings. You're going to hear the word task force. Whenever you hear that word task force or consensus, you need to understand that these are, they promote the desired agendas. And this was using the RAND Corporation, the Delphi meeting technique, which creates a consensus to determine outcomes. Now, the Delphi meetings are structured, controlled, and facilitated communication techniques used in most all meetings today to
give
manipulate
us an example. Give us an example so somebody knows if they're, you know, what is that technique? What would be an example?
Well, an example would be the climate action plans, for example. Those are put forth as our ability to weigh in and contribute to what those plans are. And we're never really given that opportunity to weigh in. We can weigh in, but many people look at that as basically just a psychological opportunity to really just literally take away your concerns about it. It gives you a moment to speak.
So a Delphi meeting. So a Delphi technique is basically to take our angst, to take our aggression or our natural suspicion,
yes,
of something and diffuse it, basically.
Exactly. And the meetings create the illusion of public agreement, which is consensus, to determine consensus science rather than real fact-based realities. So this is number one. Everyone needs to understand how we have been manipulated through the Tavistock programs, through the RAND Corporation, through Rothschild. They hire international facilitators from all over the world to lead our groups in our cities. Our cities pay for this leadership through our tax dollars, and our cities are led, and sadly now with the lockdown, which is interesting because we can no longer go before cities. All the buildings are certainly off limits, and everything is on Zoom meetings. And what they're telling us now is you need to write your question and send it in the Zoom meeting may
Jeez.
Or may not ask your question. Well, that would not give people like me anymore the opportunity to stand in front of them and tell all of you who they really are, which is what I have been doing for a long time.
I didn't even think about how critical what you just said is. You can no longer go in front, look your commissioner in the eye and say, why are you allowing blah, X, Y, Z? Why are you doing this? They will just shut your voice out and you won't have any say about it at all. Wow.
Well, we have no say anyway, but now it's just being blatantly underscored. So with that in mind, I really want to, and I do many videos also on COVID and what's really behind that and how all of our public health officers, our public health agencies are all corporations as well, and they're all listed on Dun & Bradstreet doing business. Most important to understand this. It's a massive business that is being undertaken, and we are commodities. That is important. But now I need to get into something, and I'm going to discuss this to the extreme hazard that it is, because I don't think people really are thinking about this, and you must. And the reason I'm going to bring this up is because during all of the fires, our utility company, Pacific Gas and Electric, who is all our utilities, number one, it's important to realize they're run by Rothschild. This is why we had the global deployment of the smart meter grid, the electric smart meter grid, to control the global grid. And so I'm going to talk about what that control is going to mean to all of us, because we have had many power shutdowns during the fires here under the guise that they had to shut the power off to stop creating the fires. Well, remember now, they create the fires. Okay? So I want to talk about the planned massive power outages. And it's important for everybody to understand that the power grid is often referred to as the world's largest machine. This is the electric power grid, is often referred to as the world's largest machine. And it has decades had unfunded maintenance infrastructure. And now they're saying with climate change, the grid is much more vulnerable to to massive power outages and prolonged power outages. And in fact, I was looking at a meeting that's entitled Emergency All Sector Response Transnational Hazard Black Sky Warning. So black sky means very long durations of massive subcontinent power outages, cascading failure of all globally resourced interdependent infrastructure. It's important to know that there are many ways in which these attacks are going to be intentionally done, and millions of people will not survive.
Okay, so pause 1 second. Deborah, pause 1 second. We're coming on a break. We got about maybe 3-4 minutes. You said a meeting about black sky warning. What meeting is this? Where are you getting that from?
It's important to understand it's a scenario planning meeting to work out what a massive power outage will look like on a global basis so that they can manage the resiliency of that
Who
kind
had this
of attack.
Meeting? Who had this meeting? Who was at this meeting?
These meetings, yes. Well, let me get into that because it is a group. There are many groups that are having these meetings. But the Black Sky meeting is a meeting on a global basis with, they say, participants from multiple areas, including all of the some of the players, of course, are utility companies, Department of Energy, Department of Defense, foreign and international contributors to these meetings as well. It's important to understand how we're being controlled because, again, the executive committee roster includes, as I said, electric utilities, other utilities, government organizations. Again, remember, we're a corporate structure, and NGOs, which are non-governmental organizations, scientists and engineers. Now, again, all these scientists and engineers are believing in global warming and climate change, okay? This is important to understand. Foundations and community leaders, trade organizations, commissions and think tanks, and public utility commission. These are all fronts for the controllers. Every single one of these agencies and contributors to these plans are in the planning stages of massive power outages. Now, many of you may have heard Venezuela and the attacks on the power grid there, and the fact that they were accusing the United States of taking down the grid in Venezuela. And I can tell you that the United States has not hardened up the grid. There have been many, many people throughout many years going to Congress. They don't realize Congress is not effective. Again, it is the entertainment division for the controllers. They go there assuming that Congress and the government is going to take action to harden up our grid. They have not. We are vulnerable, and when we get back from the other side of the break, I'm going to talk about these vulnerabilities, because everyone listening, you can do something to protect yourself. This is coming. This is coming, and it's very soon. This is all part, likely, of the Great Reset.
Ooh, that great reset. We got about 1 minute before the break. I told you a little too soon. I couldn't count. Sorry. We got about one minute left. The great reset. You're talking about currency. You're talking about unwinding of the derivative bubbles and turning
everything.
Into our.
Yes,
of everything.
Everything.
Not just money. You're talking about the great.
About all legacy systems, as we have been fraudulently to believe are real systems for us, are being turned upside down.
Like what? What would be a legacy system? What's a legacy
system?
Well,
as you said, the financial system, land ownership systems, the government systems. They're putting in place all of the sustainable development programs, the reduction of water, allocations of water, reduction of electricity, which, of course, they now can do with the smart grid that is in place. They are certainly going to wireless and sensors on everything. I attended a meeting some years back, and I believe the name of it on YouTube is called IEEE, Technologies of Death. IEEE, IEEE, Technologies of Death. We were told during that meeting that every single thing would be have a sensor, be tracked from the beginning to the end of life or end of use. everything. And I recently did a video, and I would wish that everybody would watch it.
Deborah, including people?
Oh, of course. Of course. And yes, of course, we're already tracked. But I did a video. It's up there. And I would wish that everybody, of course, would watch it. One is called Burned, Flooded, and Electrified. That's on StopTheCrime.net. And I have a number of videos that address what I will not have time to go into detail with in today's program.
There you go. There is the music. Okay, we finally got there. I got to take a deep breath. I got to go splash some cold water in my face and get ready for the second half of this. Does this sound crazy to you? Just stick around. I think you might want to hear this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, Deborah's been proven right in spades. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.